Yeah, I'd give you the banter back anyway, Steve, but in the mess life, right, it's very similar to me speaking to the RSM or to an officer. There's a fine line and you don't cross it. If it's directed to me, okay, then I'll take offence. But I love the banter. You know what I mean? You throw a joke to me and I'll throw a joke back to you.
So do you find offence if I pull your leg about being gay?
Not a problem at all. You know, because I'll pull your leg about being bald.
And that's fine, and I can take that. But isn't this part of the problem? It is all. I'm not bald, by the way. Okay, I'm heading in that direction. But it's so subjective, and it's difficult for those of us who do have a darker sense of humour, shall we say.
You're right, I'm old school, okay? And I've got to a rank where I can accept people's banter from the old school. But I have had negativity in my early years. I had a difficult coming out, and the army found it very hard to understand what you exactly said. You know, look at you, Mr. Graham. There's no way, you know, you're gay. And unfortunately, I am, but I was in denial for...
Hang on a sec. Why did you say unfortunately?
Because old school, it was not legal till 2000, and we still have some old school serving. So what I've had to try and do at my career stage is educate the old school. Right, the younger they are coming out in the army, the much easier it is, because it's so acceptable in civilian life, okay? And the young people, the young service people, don't have a problem coming out, and they can engage, and their chain of command are actually roughly about the same age as them, right? So the old school are the difficult ones to educate.
There are those who would be afraid of sharing a room with you, for example. How would you respond to that?
Listen, every gay person does not fancy every male person. It's funny, when I came out, I played army for the Black Watch, the infantry and the army. And my football comrades, when I came out, turned around to me and said, "Doogie, we used to share a shower with you." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Go and have a look in the mirror, mate. God almighty, come on, son. Right, you know, I've got a better class." Yeah. We are all of the same as a heterosexual male. He won't fancy every female. You know, so it's not all about that.
But what about the ones where they do fancy them?
Unfortunately, it happens in the heterosexual world as well. You know, if we're sharing a room or going on camp, you know, we'll have a male soldier fancy one of the females. So what you try and do is you play it as it is. And if anything happens, it happens. You know, it's equal, it's fair. You know, that's all we're looking for, is equality and fairness. You know, it's like gay marriage. It's not gay marriage. It's equal marriage. It's marriage for everyone. You know what I mean? I don't see it as gay and straight. You know, I see it as across the board. Because I've been on both sides, remember. You know, I'm a gay dad. You know, I'm very, very heavily involved in Gay Dad Scotland. You know, so I've got children. And a lot of people find that a little bit shocking as well. How can you be gay and have children? Very easy.